Today we're building a subway to edit, pirate radio style, from scratch in Ableton Live 12. If that phrase sounds fancy, don't worry. All it really means is we're making a short low-end transition that feels heavier, cleaner, and more intentional right before a drop or a section change. This is one of those drum and bass moves that can instantly make a track feel more professional. It's not just about making the bass louder. It's about making the bass move with purpose, so the transition feels like it's leaning forward and then slamming into the next part with real weight. We're going to keep this beginner-friendly and use stock Ableton devices only. No complicated sound design rabbit hole, just a simple sub source. A bit of shaping, resampling, and then some audio editing to tighten everything up. First, set your project around 172 BPM. Anything in the 170 to 174 range is perfect for this kind of DNB workflow. Before we even touch the bass, build a simple two-bar drum loop so the sub has something real to react to. Keep it basic. Kick on beat 1, snare on 2 and 4, and maybe a hat pattern or a break. The point here is not to make the full track. The point is to give the transition some context. That context matters a lot in drum and bass. A sub-edit feels stronger when the drums are clearly phrasing around it. If everything is busy, the bass won't hit as hard. So keep the groove clear, and leave a little breathing room. Now create a new MIDI track and load Operator. Operator is perfect for this because it can give you a clean sine-based sub really quickly. Start with oscillator as a sine wave. Keep the attack short, the decay fairly controlled, and the sustain low if you want a more punchy shape. For now, don't overthink it. We want a clean subsource, not a huge sound design project. Write a simple two-bar phrase. A good beginner version is one long note, one short pickup note near the end, and then maybe the final note that drops or changes slightly before the transition. You can use a root note that fits your track, like F, G, or A if you want that darker DNB feel. The main thing to remember is that the subway to edit should not be just one held note all the way through. Even a tiny change in note length can make it feel alive. Try thinking in phrase logic. One longer note for the body, one short note for movement, and one final note or stop to lead into the next section. If the bass feels too static, try these simple approaches: a long note followed by a short pickup, two short notes with a gap, or a small descent at the end, like moving down a semitone or whole tone. That little downward motion can add a ton of tension without making things messy. Now let's shape the sound a little before we resample it. After operator, add saturator, auto filter, and utility. These three devices are going to do a lot of the heavy lifting. Start with saturator and add a small amount of drive, maybe around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on if needed. This is just to add a little harmonic weight, not to destroy the sub. Then add auto filter. You can keep it fairly open if you want a clean transition, or use it to darken and open up the movement over time. And finally, put utility on the chain and keep the low-end mono. That is really important. For a sub-heavy edit like this, mono low-end keeps everything focused and punchy. If the bass sounds muddy, add EQ8 and gently clean up the low-mids, especially around 200 to 400 Hz. Don't go crazy with EQ yet. A lot of the time, the problem is note length or overlap, not just frequency buildup. Now here comes the key move, resample the bass to audio. This is where the workflow starts to feel like real DNB production. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, arm it, and record the bass phrase while the loop plays. This is important because once it's audio, you can actually see the waveform. You can edit the tail, tighten the start, cut out any messy overlap, and make the transition feel way more deliberate. Resampling turns a simple MIDI idea into a custom transition asset. Record the full two-bar pass, and if you want, do a second take with a slightly different filter move or ending. That gives you options later. And when you're recording, make sure the level is healthy but not clipping. If the printed audio is too quiet, it can feel like the bass disappeared. If it's too hot, you lose control. Aim for clean headroom. Once the audio is recorded, zoom in and start editing. Trim the start so the bass comes in cleanly. Cut the tail right before the next section if it's overlapping too much. If you hear clicks at the edges, add tiny fades, just a few milliseconds. That small fade can save the whole transition. This is a good moment to think in chunks. A lot of beginners try to keep every little part of the printed audio. Don't. Think of it as three parts: the body of the bass, the tail, and the impact. If one section is weak, cut it. If the tail is too long, shorten it. In DNB, tighter often sounds heavier. Now let's make the bass interact with the drums. This is where the edit starts to feel like part of the tune instead of just a bass sound floating by. Try lining the bass cut or final accent with a snare hit, a kick pickup, or a little drum fill. If you're using a breakbeat, you can let the sub move under the groove, then thin the drums out briefly, so the transition has room to breathe. A really useful trick here is silence. If the transition feels weak, don't only ask whether the bass is big enough, ask whether there is enough space around it. A tiny gap before the next section can make the low-end return feel massive. Sometimes the heaviest thing you can do is remove sound right before the hit. Now automate the energy. One easy move is to slowly open the autofilter cutoff over one bar, then cut the bass very briefly right before the drop. You could also increase saturator drive a little as the transition builds, or dip utility gain for a split second and then snap it back. That kind of movement gives you a pirate radio feel without needing a huge arrangement. The idea here is simple. Bar 1 builds tension, bar 2 rises or shifts, and then the drop lands with a clean, confident impact. You don't want the transition to become a mess of too many effects. Pick one main idea and let it do the work. After that, do a quick low-end check. Listen in mono if possible, and make sure the sub is not fighting the kick. If the transition feels heavy but blurry, the fix is usually timing, not more EQ. Shorten the bass notes if needed, reduce overlap, and keep the sub centered below about 120 Hz. Also watch for too much energy around 200 to 500 Hz, because that's where things can start sounding boxy. A really good beginner habit is to test the edit at low volume. If it still reads clearly when quiet, the movement is strong enough. If it disappears, you may need a stronger rhythm, a cleaner tail, or a slightly more obvious automation move. If you want a darker, heavier result, here are a few easy variations. You can split the bass into a clean sub layer and a dirtier mid layer. You can add a tiny pitch drop at the end for more aggression. You can also create a micro gap right before the drop so the impact feels bigger. And if you want more of that underground edge, add a controlled amount of saturation or drum bus to the resampled audio, but keep the low end from getting fuzzy. You can also try some more advanced ideas once you're comfortable. Reverse the tail of the bass and tuck it before the drop for a suction effect. Slice a sustained section into tiny repeats near the end for a micro stutter feel. Or print two versions of the same pass, one darker and one more open, and alternate them across the two bars for a simple call and response effect. The big takeaway is this: a subweight edit is not just a bass sound, it's a phrase. It's a small structural moment that helps your arrangement breathe, turn, and hit harder. In drum and bass, especially pirate radio flavored stuff, that kind of transition can add a lot of identity with very little material. So keep it simple. Keep it tight, and let the drums and the sub work together. If you can make one clean two-bar bass transition that feels heavy and intentional, you already have a workflow you can use in rollers, jungle, dark DNB, and drop switch-ups all over the place. Now it's your turn. Make a two-bar loop, build a simple sine sub, resample it, edit the audio, and see how much more powerful the transition feels once you shape it like a real DNB producer.